Good morning. Let's start our AMP this morning. We start with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good day that you have given to us. We really want to have a good fellowship with you. We pray that you will speak to us this morning, Father, and you will help your servant to deliver the word. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible this morning. First of all, we start from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. Yeah. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. To Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Brothers and sisters, after Sari preaching about special teaching of Jesus to the disciple, then I prepare another series of preaching. I really want to know what does mean to be a disciple. And this morning, I come to the first letter of Paul to Timothy. I know that when we read 1 and 2 Timothy, then we can get like a special lesson from a mentor to a disciple. So in these two letters, we can learn about a lot about being a true disciple. And now we start from the word to Timothy, my true child in the faith. I really want to get this kind of sentence. For example, like from PSAM, to Selamat, my true child in faith. Or most of them, from our Lord Jesus, to Selamat, my true child in the faith. Everybody need to run to get this sentence for themselves. Not so that we can proud, no. But this is our spiritual journey. Our spiritual journey is become a true child in the faith. When I look at the word true, I see that the word of true come from the word of genesios. Genesios become genuine. Genuine means original. Yeah, I live in Siongwan and Central Area, but sometimes I go to Mongkok when I have some guests from Indonesia. They always ask me, please bring us go to ladies market. You know, I really don't like go to ladies market because that area is the most crowded people in the world. But people like go to ladies market. What are you going there for, ladies market? Yeah, in ladies market, you can find many things with cheap price. Yeah, of course, cheap price. But that's not original. It's okay, not original. As long when I get handbag, people know I maybe use Elvis or Gucci or other brand. But I said that imitation. It's okay, imitation, as long I just get the brand. I just get the brand. And when I walk to Central, I walk to Landmark, all original, or go to IFC. I really want to bring them to this kind of area to get the original one. They said, if you get the original, it costs a lot of money. Brothers and sisters, some believer, they want to be a true disciple, but they don't want to pay the cost of being disciple. They just want to get a easy cost as a disciple. Same, if we pay a cheaper cost for one bag, then you get the imitation one. If you don't want to pay the price, then I'm worried you will become an imitation disciple, not the true one. The true one, you need to pay the cost, pay the price. Jesus already bring us, deliver us from death to life. Now, when you live as a believer, then you need to walk. I call the cross way, become a true disciple, because Jesus already said, if you want to follow me, you need to leave everything and become a true disciple. Till today, I still walk in this way, and I believe all of us walk in this way. We really want to be a genuine, a true, a real disciple. In the Bible, the word true or genuine only used for two times. First, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8. Let's open 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 8. I'm not speaking this as a command, but as a proving true the earnest of other, the sincere of your love also. Sincerity of your love. Sincerity comes from the same word, genuine, sincerity. Today, people smile with you, but it doesn't mean they're sincere with you. Even because they are a sales promotion girl, they always smile. Yeah, smile, it doesn't mean sincere. But if you have sincere heart, then you always smile. Maybe you smile because your job, but if you smile from your deeper heart, then always you have sincere heart, you have smiling face. Paul said, sincere of your love, true love. This year my marriage is run for 22 years. We still go ahead to love each other, how we have sincere love. Every morning when we walk from Seongwon to SP for morning prayer, we always meet a old couple. They always go for yamcha near our church. And at the same time, they always arrive at red light in the corner of the Queen's Road West. And my wife always say, look at that guy, Father, look at that guy. My wife always want to remind me, please hold my hand whenever I already old. Yeah? So that Kong Kong always hand grandma hand. They walk slow by slow. How can the grandpa still can hold grandma hand? Yeah, because when I hold my wife hand, a sister come from other culture said, huh, you still hold your wife hand? You know, in my country, whenever people already married for 20 years, husband walk 2 meters in front of the wife. Oh my goodness, then I told her, I want to hold her every day. Yeah, every day. Even when I preach in the state, I want to hold her. But she doesn't want it to come up. Yeah. So you can do like this if you have sincere, genuine. So the second example for the word genuine is come from Philippians chapter 4, verse 3. Indeed, true companion, I ask you also to help this woman who have shared in my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement, also the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Indeed, true companion. Yeah. So when we talk faith, when we talk about love, and when we talk about companion, the Bible always tell us this kind of word have combined with the word true, genuine. In the Bible, there are no imitation love, imitation faith, imitation companion. All this kind of word always start from the word genuine. Genuine. We can make a drama in this world, but in front of God, we cannot show our imitation faith, our imitation love, our imitation companion. God knows in our heart. That's why I really love to be a true son in faith, like Paul said to Timothy. Now I go to the second part. When Paul called Timothy as a true son of faith, then I want to know what kind of criteria that Timothy have so that Paul call him as a true son of faith. Then I try to search from the New Testament. I cannot find it, the criteria. Then I go back to what Jesus said about true faith. What Jesus said about true faith. Because Paul always say like this, follow me or imitation me, like I also follow Jesus. Whenever you cannot find the criteria from what Paul said, then you can go to the criteria that what Jesus have made. Because Paul criteria come from the standard that Jesus sets for the disciple. In the gospel, we can find two stories that Jesus praise the faith of the people. First, come from Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, verse 1 to 10. Let's see this story. When he had completed all his discourse in the hearing of the people, he went to Capernaum, and a centurion slave who was highly regarded by him was sick and about to die. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders asking him to come and save life of his slave. When they came to Jesus, they earnestly implore him, saying, he is worthy for you to grant to him. For he loves our nation, and he was he who built us our synagogue. Now Jesus started on his way with them, and when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself further, for I am not worthy for you to come under my roof. For this reason, I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you, but just saying the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. Now when Jesus heard this, he marveled at him and turned and said to the crowd that was following him, I say to you, not even in Israel I have found such great faith. From this story, brothers and sisters, we can get some point of the criteria of being faithful in Christ. First of all, the centurion have a slave, and his slave was about to die. And then he heard about Jesus. He heard about Jesus. And then he want Jesus come and then heal his slave. He sent some people asking Jesus to come. When he asked some people to send Jesus come, he sent the religious leader, that means the centurion honor Jesus. He didn't ask his slave to go to Jesus, but he asked religious leader. Second point is about Jesus' arrival. For example, the centurion house in Siong Wan. So Jesus walked from Causeway Bay. Now he arrived at Central. And then now the centurion sent another people, yeah, friend, not slave, friend, close friend, and told Jesus, no need to come, just say one word. Yeah. Now, brothers and sisters, you see how he honored Jesus. Yeah. He put Jesus in very high level. And then he know the tradition. The tradition is Jewish people will not come to Gentile house. Yeah. So he honored Jesus. He put Jesus in very high. And then the last point, he trust Jesus. If Jesus can heal his slave when Jesus come, at the same time, Jesus also can heal the slave whenever Jesus was. So he just say a word. Just say a word. That's why when he said like this, Jesus praised him. I never seen this kind of faith. This is a great faith. Brothers and sisters, a people call have faith if they humble themselves in front of God. The second point, a people who have faith, they always trust what Jesus said. And then the third point, I see from another story, a people have faith if she or he insists asking God. So never give up. Let us open this story from Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 to 26. Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came out and began to cry out, underline, to cry out, saying, "Having mercy on me, Lord, Son of David, my daughter in cruelly demon possessed." But he did not answer her a word, and his disciple came out and implored him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." Keep shouting. But he answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bed and throw it to the dog." But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from the matters of table." Then Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great." Same, your faith is great. Why Jesus called the woman or said the woman, "Your faith is great"? Because she never stopped to asking and begging to Jesus. That's called a true faith. Brothers and sisters, if we want to be a true faith of son, then first of all, we learn how to humble ourselves in front of God. Number two, we need to trust the word of God. The second, we need to asking, never give up. Paul called Timothy as a true son of faith. Timothy is a humble person. Timothy trusts God. Timothy also asking God for himself. Now the last part of my message this morning, I wonder what factor helping Timothy in growing his faith. First of all, we need to know that Timothy's parents come from different culture and different religion. His father was a Greek people. His mother was a Jews. If we see from Greek, he didn't get Old Testament. If we see from Jews, then he will get Old Testament. Yeah. So I can see that Timothy's faith start from his mother. When I see this verse, I say, thanks God, because I have 100 women in Spain, all women. Then I will let them know, don't give up. In the Bible, show us how mother play a big role in children's faith. Actually, the father must be a priest in the house. But today, many people, I can see that everything done by a mother. Mother washing plate, mother make clean the house, mother teach the children, mother deliver the faith. And I want to ask, what is the father's job in the house? Yeah, the father's job is just every month give 30,000 and after working just watching television. Don't do like that. That's a bad example. So, his faith comes from his mother. And if we see from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, his mother's faith comes from his grandma. So his grandma, his mother, and going down to Timothy. We can deliver our faith to next generation. My mentor came to see me. She was teaching me about discipleship. And she reminded me, Pastor Slamet, you are a good teacher for your member. But don't forget, you have two special students in your house. You cannot let them growing faith depend by Sunday school teacher. Yeah, you are the first mentor for them. You need to deliver Bible first, teaching for your son and daughter. Starting that day, then I told my son and my daughter, okay, let's go to Old Testament and then run to New Testament. I will deliver my knowledge, my faith to you. We can do it, brothers and sisters. Grandma, mother, and then Timothy. Because they all Jews, that's why I say that Timothy get the story of Old Testament. Because at that time, they haven't get New Testament. So the only Bible they have is Old Testament. And then if we see from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Paul said, and from childhood you have known the sacred writing, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. You see what I said? Timothy get Old Testament, who lead to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in the righteous. So Timothy have faith. Because from young to adult, he get message from the Bible. If you want to grow in faith, you cannot separate from the habit to reading and meditate the Bible. Few months ago, I said about reading Bible every day, and then I start do it, and then I start to teach it for my member. Every day, I send one chapter and then one short devotion for the member. And then today we already finished two books. Now we go to the third book of gospel, the book of Luke. I preach once a week, only 30 minutes. Sometimes in this 30 minutes, other people maybe show wash up or think other thing. So they only get the message for 2 to 3 minutes. But if they read the Bible every day, then they can hear God speak. If they hear the Bible, and then they can grow their faith. If you want to have good faith, you cannot separate from the habit to read the Bible. And finally, with that, this kind of habit can lead you to the true son of faith in God. May God bless us. We learned something this morning. And we are in the same journey. Walk as a true son of faith in Christ. Let us pray. Father, help us so that our faith can grow and grow. Change us, Father, so that we can have true faith, 100% trust our life in you, God. Every day, speak to us, Father. Every day, walk with us, Father. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mon will lead us in worship this morning.
That's why I sing your praise will ever be.
It is a time to practice our faith by intercession and asking God, never give up. This is a beautiful time. We go for intercession. The time when we knock the door of mercy, asking God to pour out His mercy, His grace, and His blessing. We remember that some people, they are in great suffering because of cancer in their body. We knock the door of heaven and asking God to throw out His blessing for our friend, family, neighbor, and the people in the list who are suffering in cancer. Let's pray together. Also pray for them who are running chemotherapy, or just finish surgery in the time of recovery. We ask God to help them, to heal them, to take every painful in their body. We also ask the Holy Spirit come upon them, especially in the midst of suffering. The people want to receive Jesus Christ. We ask for their salvation. Also pray from a group of friends. Yeah. They have other problem of their body. We pray that God touch their body. Take out every painful. Now we pray for our brothers and sisters. They are looking for new jobs. We pray that God will open opportunity for them. Brothers and sisters, let us focus on the second part of our intercession. This morning we pray for mission focus, especially Japan. We remember Pastor Sophia. We also pray for Grace at Cambodia and Aussie's house, Pastor Jenny O. Let's bring our petition for them. They are in the first row of meeting unbeliever. We pray that God will use them to share the gospel. We pray for Mission Council, Pastor Ricky and Tim. We pray that they can lead our church become a mission church who share the gospel to everywhere. Local outreach, Agape Homie, SP Life Freedom Bridge, and Recreation. They have unique way to share the gospel. We pray that God will lead the team in every activity that they have done. We pray for SPFM Foster and Adoption Ministry. Yeah. We also pray for tonight, Friday evening gathering, IP, SPU, SPU, and EG Retreat. We pray together. We pray for house church tonight. There are some house church: Element, McCain, McDaddy, McRobinson, and Tefik Stoke. We also put our upcoming event, parenting seminar, and SP annual retreat in that. Father, thank you. Thank you for the message. Thank you for a privileged time that we can come and speak to you, Father. And finally, before we leave this place, we pray that you always hold our hand and then help us in growing our faith, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.